This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Michael and Dean on Mad Wednesday.
Oh, I don't mind dancing on my own, though.
I do it all the time.
I do.
Especially at carnival.
Oh.
Yes, one is the loneliest number. That's why there's two of them. Mad Wednesday.
Let's see how mad we can make it.
Joy 94.9.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
We looked at each other and didn't know who was going to speak.
I know, I was terrified.
What was going to happen?
I couldn't believe it.
That was Shout by Maribel.
Wasn't it? And
you don't hear many Maribels nowadays,
no,
do you?
No. Whatever happened to Maribel? Well, there she is now.
She made a song.
Shouting about it, yeah. We've got a guest, haven't we?
We do.
I'm ready. And this young man, I want to know all about what you've got an event coming up. It is called The Equality Project. And welcome to Mad Wednesday, Jason Twazon McShane. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I love that you say my name properly.
Is it right?
Oh, I've been saying it wrong.
No, you do it right too. But
I know
it's
say McShane.
Usually butchered. Yeah, it is McShane, actually.
It is. Well, so I said it wrong.
But you got the Twazon right,
yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
fine. Good to be here with you guys.
Hello.
What is it? Give us a little bit of history about you.
Me? Well,
yeah, I know that's a bit of an open question.
I appreciate that you called me a young man, but I'm turning 47 shortly.
That's all right.
That's
radio.
So young.
No one knows.
So young.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I've got more grey than you.
So I'm a gay man, married to, well, non-legally to Adrian for 17 years so far, and we've got a son who's just turned 11. I started the Equality Party, and we ran for the Senate last year and almost got in. President of the Purple Bombers, which is a wonderful LGBTI supporter group at the Essendon Football Club. And from last September, I started the conversation around the Equality Project.
Which is what exactly then?
Basically two things. We're going to set up the first since the 1980s national LGBTIQ conference here in Melbourne.
Wow.
Next January.
Wow.
Yes. So it's all happening. And we're calling it Better Together 2018 because we are better together. And it's time for everyone in our space to come back together, work together, get to know each other and take care of each other and try and get faster where we need to go going forward.
Right. In a range of issues, I guess those issues will only be evident once everybody gets together.
Absolutely. So it's LGBTIQ, but it's also going to have a strong Indigenous, feminist, multicultural, religion positive aspect to it, and we've got the deaf community involved and people with disability involved.
Wow, that's everyone.
And it's going to be aimed at making it safe for non-queer people to engage with us.
I mean, that's huge when you really think about it, just this kind of an endeavour. You know, there are so many different parts of it to our communities. You know, we're not all just one. And the gay white male often gets the lion's share of the attention or the voice. So it's...
I'm all right with that.
Of course you're
not. I'm joking. Obviously, and do you believe then, you know, an event like this, or will it be evident as we go along? Do you believe it is possible for everyone to work together?
I hope so, because I spent 6 months working on it so far and been all over the country.
Some people have spent their lives. I was working on something like
No.
Just because you've done 6 months doesn't mean it's going to work.
I've had 6 months of conversations both here and overseas, and I have 100% buy-in. So, and it's come from those conversations what the project is. So, I'm hoping it's going to.
What made you want to make this happen?
Okay, so after being in politics for 4 years and enjoying that, but understanding that we're not getting where we need to go to fast enough, understanding that there's a whole stack of brilliant people in our spaces, in our communities all around the country, who some don't even know each other, and understanding that if we actually work together smarter and closer and we take care of each other, we can actually get where we need to go faster. Because there's a lot of things that need to change, and marriage is one tiny thing. There are little, you know, it's... It's just so many things that need to happen for us to be fully included. And our aim, our vision is a world where LGBTIQ people are respected and loved as full citizens.
I just want to do this. Because that's really good. Yeah. And a lot of us forget that we don't have that.
No, we don't.
And how much the many different parts of our communities don't have that kind of... don't have it.
And our Indigenous friends, our non-white friends, our... brothers and sisters and queer friends from the deaf community, they're in the same spot too.
Mm.
And together, if we work alongside each other, I think we can actually do something. I just think the actual fact of 500 to 1,500 people coming together next year, something very special will happen from that.
Yes. Now, when is the actual event and is anybody allowed to go?
No one's allowed to go and it's not happening at ever. So January 10 through 13, Melbourne Town Hall.
No, I beg your pardon, because you've got a launch.
Oh, so yeah, so we're launching on April 20th and we have, I think, about 40 spaces still left. So it holds 220 people. The beautiful people at the Emerald Peacock are hosting it for us just up the street and as a donation, and we're looking forward to getting as many people there as possible to just share the vision about what's going on.
And it's a free event.
Free event, yes. Yeah. You just need to email us. Maybe you can actually register, contact this show, and I'm sure you guys will pass it on and we can RSVP.
We will, I'll put the details up on the Mad Wednesday Facebook page.
Please, that'd be great.
On that night, everyone would go along and get a little bit more in-depth about what we're doing now, wouldn't they?
Absolutely.
And get a chance to meet you and other people.
And the team, there's a team of 20 people involved.
That would have been fun getting that lot together.
And there's actually another 20 or 30 people who are liaising with it as well. But we're also looking forward to setting up a national rights network afterwards.
And what would that be? What would happen on the national rights?
Well, we don't have one, do we?
No. What would your aim be?
So it's, I think, look, there's independent research happening alongside this that'll get presented to the conference around better organising and coming together. But I think it's going to end up being something like a United Nations coming together, some way of that sort of thing. Because you don't need an umbrella organisation, but we do need a connecting, serving organisation that allows everyone to come together and know what each other's up to and learn what's important to each of us. So I'm hoping even out of this conference that we're five or six things that are most important to this whole space, and we can go away and campaign on those in whichever way we see fit over the coming 2 years and then come back together again 2 years' time.
I don't know why it wouldn't be a good idea. Why would this, you know, and I guess as you go along and as you just mentioned then, you know, as it goes along, you'll work out what is important, what we would be able to join together on and, you know,
absolutely,
those issues that concern everybody, I guess.
And, you know, one of our core principles, the first one, I think we've got five or six, is to take care of each other. I really want to be a part of something that takes care of each other. So you can disagree. You don't have to think the same. You don't even have to even like each other heaps, but you need to take care of each other.
Mm. It involves a great deal of listening, doesn't it?
Yeah,
after the year we've had, that's a brilliant message to walk away with and work towards.
Righto. Well, we're glad you made it in.
Pleasure.
And we'll
always
get all those details up on our Facebook.
Thank you, lovely man.
No worries at all. All the best. You enjoy.
The Academy Award.
Yes.
For Best Picture.
Come on.
La La Land.
There's a mistake.
Oh, what?
Moonlight. You guys won Best Picture.
Dean and Michael. Damn Wednesday.
I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
Mad Wednesday, the only show that won't stuff things up.
Isn't that the great thing about radio?
Joy 94.9.
I wasn't trying to be funny.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.